Gorbachev, Khrushchev, and Brezhnev are vivid examples of this accent. If in Moscow we say "gavarit," meaning speaks, the southerners say "havarit," H instead of the G. There's also the accent of Western Russia. Instead of "shto," they say "chto." Gagarin, our first cosmonaut, spoke like that. Perhaps the biggest difference is the Volga accent, where the Moscow A sounds like an O. In Moscow, we say "хорошо," meaning good. On the Volga, they say "хорошо." But we cannot compare our differences with those, say, of the British Isles, where we have Cockney, and Northern Ireland, Scotland, the Lowlands, Yorkshire, Norfolk, Cornwall, and other accents.
What are some of the more popular breeds of dogs in your country, Joe?
The Dog Society tells us the most popular breed is the Cocker Spaniel. Around my house, I see many poodles being walked by their owners. In the city, you see Airedales, Setters, some Great Danes, the Borzois, you call them the Russian Wolfhounds, German Shepherds, they're very common, Doberman Pinschers, there's one in the house adjoining ours. A neighbor kept a boxer, but had to sell it because it would never stop barking and disturbing everybody. My next-door neighbor kept a Newfoundland, but no more. Huskies are popular, so are pointers, foxhounds, drachhounds, and kurzhaars. We constantly hear on television, "Teach children to love animals, for if a child loves a pet, he can never be cruel." I suppose this is true, but there are exceptions. Hitler loved dogs, too.
Why is your capital Moskva in Russian and Moscow in English?
Well, let me ask you, why it's Paris in English and Paris in French? Why is it Wien in German and Vienna in English? Why is it Warsaw in Polish and Warsaw in English? Why it's Lisboa in Portuguese and Lisbon in English? It's a question for a linguist. Why names take on local coloring? My name is Giuseppe in Italian.
Oh, Giuseppe.
Yes. Short for Joe in Italian is Pepe. So you can say his Pepe Adamov to answer your question.
Okay, I'm going to call you Giuseppe or Pepe.
Good. My name is Joseph in French. Yosef in Russian. Yusuf in Tatar. Jose in Spanish, Jose in Portuguese, Josep in Armenian, and Josef in German.
I'm going to stick to your name as I know you, Joe. It's time for your wrap-up jokes, please.
Mikhail Gorbachev and his wife Raisa went to Lithuania to talk them out of seceding or leaving the Soviet Union. He called the local government to say there was only 50 minutes left before takeoff and Raisa was nowhere to be found, what with her public work. The answer was, "Pardon me, Mr. President, we speak only Lithuanian." Gorbachev says, "I realize this is your state language today, but you have to make an exception. After all, I'm a guest, and you can't learn a language in 2 days, can you?" "Sorry, we speak only Lithuanian." 40 minutes before takeoff, Gorbachev calls the local KGB and is also told they speak only Lithuanian. Then Joseph Stalin descends from the skies and says, "I see you're in trouble, Comrade Gorbachev. Let me help you." He bows and says, "Now don't hang up. This is Stalin. If you don't find Raisa within 30 minutes, all of Eastern Siberia will be speaking Lithuanian."
That was Joe Adamov answering your questions on Moscow Mailbag. Please address your questions to Joe Adamov, Voice of Russia, Moscow, Russia. Our email address is letters@vor.ru. That's letters@vor.ru. You couldn't have better than write us that letter, and in it tell Joe what you think of his show. This is the World Service of the Voice of Russia,
broadcasting to all corners of the world in 32 languages.
You're welcome to place your advertisements with us. For this, please call our commercial service in Moscow at 950-6687. 950-6687.
You can also answer fax, which is 950-6321, or email us at letters@vor.ru. That's fax 950-6321, or email letters@vor.ru.
The Voice of Russia World Service.
You are tuned to the Voice of Russia World Service, and we bring you the latest update of the world news. President Vladimir Putin's proposal for an upper house probe in the Beslan hostage killing. He said this to the House Speaker Sergei Mironov at a meeting with him in the Kremlin on Friday. The President said he had instructed federal investigators to supply the probe with all that it needs to come to exhaustive conclusions about the Beslan tragedy. The deadly school siege last week claimed over 300 lives, about half of them children. The Beslan hostage taking was the work of an international terror brigade. The government of Iraq rejects a demand by hostage takers to release all women prisoners from Iraqi jails. The terrorists offer a reward in the form of information about two women from Italy in their hands. Italy has offered this country more help in dealing with the aftermath of Beslan. The offer came in a telephone conversation between Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and President Vladimir Putin. Russia asks the Council of Europe and Europe's security body, the OSCE, to persuade the new Baltic nation of Latvia to respect the legitimate rights of that country's ethnic Russians. This has been the news in brief from Moscow.
Carries along the very moment we're born. There is no turning back the clock now, but memory will always keep amazingly alive the brightest moments of our life.